Is it? Okay.
Blog
and
Talk
no,
Radio.
No. Then the...
It's... Shit, I'm fucking...
Gentlemen, welcome to Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Pokemon. It's Friday night, It's 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast, and we're broadcasting from the Paragon Radio News Satellite at a elevated height of about 6 feet above sea level. You figure that one out. And it's good to be back. We took a week off last week due to technical and all sorts of technical difficulties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, across the board. But it's good to be back. I, as I said, I'm Pokemon. I'm your host. And along with me is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's mad Viking.
The ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything is 42.
And words my jersey number,
to live by.
Depending on what sport I play. That's my jersey number. That's right. True that. Hello, Mad Viking. We're back on the air. Last week we had a whole bunch of Kirk. We had a whole bunch of stuff. Sorry about that, everybody. We're back on the air this week. And good news for everybody. My new laptop came in the mail this week, but I'm waiting on the super cool mouse that it comes with. And, of course, our IT guy, Ehrlich, of IT Solutions, wants to go over the new laptop, all the cool doodads and functionalities of it before I am set loose with it. And, of course, I have to set some things up. So, hopefully, by next week's show, I will be on the new laptop and we'll be smooth running. And, this, of course, the Paragon Radio News Satellite, hopefully it will be updated, upgraded, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, as we were starting
and
the
intern bots will be upgraded.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, as we were starting the show, me and Pogo are over here at Atlas Park, but there was someone in between us. And I thought, Pogo,
yes,
you were using this guy to promote for your extralife.org because the name of the guy is Gimme $20.
Yes,
he's right now running around Atlas Park. I thought, you're hiring this guy for Extra Life.
I know. I don't know if that was an aura he had or he had that money bag thing where, like, the money drops out of him, but that was great. And it was an aura. The money was just flying out of him. I'm trying to grab the money. I'm like, give me that money. And he's with the Chaos United Third Way. It sounds like a weird bank, folks, ladies and gentlemen. We at the Chaos United Third Way request that you donate your money. For no other reason, just to donate your money to us. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, so I was going,
I'm sure they're good people.
You know,
I don't know.
You know, we had to play the extralife.org ad right there. If he was still standing in between us, and I was going like, you see this man?
That
give me $20. This is what you do.
That's right. Just give me.
Oh, that's coming up fast.
That's what we should do. I know. And the thing that sucks, the last 2 weeks we haven't done anything. I keep saying, you know, and just with all kinds of things going on right here, I haven't done a promotion on Facebook, which sucks. We're at $686. We're about $314 away from our goal. So I should do. I gotta write something up this weekend for it, to promote her on Facebook.
Well, if he stands in between
hopefully,
us here,
you know,
you get a screenshot.
Right.
This man is give me $20.
If everybody gave $20, I'd reach $1,000 in no time. And of course, like I said, we're at 686. All that from Champions Online side. Not $1 from City of Heroes side.
Not one. What is it?
Again,
come on, guys.
Not one.
We're giving you a chance every time we're here. We say it. Donate. Help the kids with the COVID-19 project. Children's Miracle Network. ExtraLife.org. And Champions is blowing away.
It's very simple. City of Heroes 0, Champions Online, 86. It's a sweep. It's a landslide. Here's how it's going to work. The weekend, November 7th, I'm going to play 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 6 hours a day. I'm breaking it up. And depending, I was going to break it up in a ratio. Depending on the percentage of money, that's how much time I was going to play in each of the two games. Well, right now, 100% time, I'll be in Champions Online right now, which is great. I don't have to worry about changing games.
If it's just someone donates $1 at this moment, it would probably be
10 seconds.
Let's see.
10 seconds.
You sign on. It's the sign on.
I go to Icon and work on it. I change a piece of costume. I change a piece of my costume. I tell you what. Yeah, if somebody donated, I'd run one mission on Pogo Man. I'd run at least one mission.
And he's been sitting on 30 for so long. Come on. Don't you want to see him at least get to 31?
Oh, this is my experience. This is my helmet. I'm level 30. Yeah. Yeah. Level 30. The last time I played, I just went over level 30.
congratulations to Champions Online. You know, helping all the kids with the COVID-19 relief. Like, you know.
No.
And at the moment, I think we can safely say this is the most we've collected on a combination of years. I'll say combination,
God, yeah.
Not all.
I mean, No. Usually I get 200. So, yeah, I usually get about 200. I get 200 to get the shirt. And guess what?
I guess
I've got the shirt here. I've already got the T-shirt for this year. I already have the T-shirt. Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
There was a foul-up. Remember how I said I didn't get the sticker for the D20?
Right.
Well, what it is they send you an Extra Life sticker. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They sent me a metal D20.
Ooh.
Okay? This thing is heavy. I took this thing. I went, oh, my. I was going to roll this on the kitchen table. I was afraid this thing was going to do damage to the kitchen table. That's how big this thing is.
Now, those are Dungeon Master's dream dice. Why? They're not paying attention?
Yeah.
Ping. There, you got your attention now.
I got, oh, my God. This dice, it was like... Holy man, I got it right here. I got it right here. Hold on. Listen to this. Do you hear that?
Yep.
Do you hear that?
Yep.
That's me dropping it 2 centimeters onto my laptop.
No, please, not the laptop. Come on. I know you just got the computer, but don't break the laptop yet.
No, not the old one. Not the new one. No. The new laptop's still in its box. The new one is still wrapped up.
Yeah, but you still got to work on the old one. You still got to work on the old one until you get the new one.
Well, no.
No
cheap. You know what it is? You know the mouse pad, the built-in mouse pad? It's like right next to it. There's plenty of space. I am now taking the new D20 out of the little plastic bag. Ooh, it's shiny. It's shiny and new. Ooh. I rolled an 18.
There you go.
I rolled a 19.
It's even weighted properly.
Oh, I see. For a 20, they give. Oh, I see. For the 20, I rolled a 20.
Yeah.
It's the Extra Life logo. Okay, that's
hey.
Cool. I'm like,
okay.
What's wrong with the 20? It's all messed up. Like, oh, it's Extra Life logo. Okay. Wait a minute. I'll miss these dice rolls. If I was playing D&D right now, I roll an 18, 19, and 20 to hit. I just rolled a critical. What the hell?
And then we get the champions on champions on champions. One.
Wait. That's good, though. Wait, that's what you want.
Yeah, but
hits,
if it was,
you want one.
Yeah, if it was
damage. Well, wait.
If I'm rolling for the
bad guys, that's a good thing for you guys. If I'm GMing, I'm rolling for the villains. That's a good thing for you guys.
Yeah, you just don't kick the jaw off.
Well, if I'm rolling damage, you know, for the villains.
Right.
For the villains, you know. Okay, roll three villains for damage. You guys took nothing. They don't know that story. I don't think they know that story.
Well, if they haven't,
so,
then you got to listen to Champions on Champions playing Champions.
One of our players, one of the players realized that I didn't do my power set right. And they go, you did this all wrong. I was trying to do a mystic, mystic set of kicks for Pogo Man in this game. So they helped me. And instead of doing like 12d6, like, oh, look, you actually do 16d6. I'm like, everybody's like, really? He does more damage? So we're fighting. So if you fight that champion, Viper is the main villain. And these two guards are standing there. And I do this, like, roundhouse kick to these two guards. I did so much damage to them. Basically, I did roundhouse kicks to their heads. And so we were kidding around. I dislocated their jaws. And Mad Viking could see the damage I did. It's like, dislocate them, get knocked their jaws off. So the joke was, and it's funny, is the character, the player who helped me plays this girl. And so she was so, like, freaked out by it. And so she goes, so the next time we're playing, it's like, well, it'd be different, like, if you were hunting for food. So then we just come back, we're like, so if he was a cannibal, that'd be okay? It's like, what the fuck? I got to be a cannibal to kill these? To hunt that? To hurt anything? So that's our running gag. But anyway, okay. So anyway, this is the champions playing champions on champions update. For those who don't know, champions role-playing game, I guess to counter the calculus or pre-calculus that is now champions 6th edition, some of the original guys went back and made champions now, which is kind of a much toned-down version of the original champions game. They call it champions now. That's what we're playing. But with the way we play, we log in as our champions online characters. We sit around in a location on Champions Online, and we play Champions Now. That's where we get champions playing champions on champions. So for the past month, we've just been role-playing because we're at a point, I think we played for about 8 weeks, and we said, okay, we've been adventuring for 8 weeks. We really need a base, and we really got to get to the point. We got to get to know each other. Or we played for 6 weeks. We should really role-play, get to know each other, get the base set up, et cetera. We were waiting. I was waiting on stuff so I could map out the base and other things along the way. I had gotten sick. But I think everybody's doing a great job just role-playing, interacting, getting to know you. You know, just things like that. You know, and it's cool because now the base is almost done now. And the cool thing is it's an underground base. It's a hidden base. And the front is up on top is a called Fun Size, and it's a comic book store / gaming store / cafe, and that's pretty much done. The grand opening is almost here, and of course underneath is going to be, I think, a 5-level base that's going to have, of course, bedrooms and labs and libraries and, of course, a gym, a danger room, and also a fully functional base, you know, for the group. And, of course, they're going to have employees to work in, you know, the comic gaming cafe store. You know, because I think some of the team is putting emphasis on the store. And Bogo's trying to remind her, remember, this is just a front. The real thing is the base. So we could go out, you know, and do our thing, you know, because we do have a doctor. We have a guy who works at a museum. You know, we do have people who have, you know, professions. So, you know, we'll see what happens as that moves along. So, I'll be moving on. And then one of the characters keeps asking me, where will we be going at the end of the session? This, I was like, I have no idea. Where? It depends what you guys do. You know? I mean, I do have an adventure. I have the next adventure ready. It all depends on what you guys, you know, how you guys take it. You know?
Right.
I have something ready, but it just... Was that a mini Voltron that just ran by? Between
Wouldn't
there, right there. Was that a mini Voltron that just...
Yeah. Legendary Defender. Yeah.
I swear that looked like a Legendary Defender of the Universe. Anyway, so I have that ready. I have that in the background. Well, I have it set up to where at the end of whatever we, I don't want to tell him, you know, I don't want to tell the person, this is where, you know, whenever we're ready, I'm going to set it up where it's going to lead into this adventure the next week. Because I want to see you guys have fun with the role playing. I don't want to push it to the point, you know, I'd rather see you guys role play and have fun with it. Here he comes again.
But anyway, if you want to listen to it, it's on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on Dawn Radio at paragondawn.com/dawnradio.
It's 5 p.m. It's 5,
and
5 p.m. when we do strictly role-playing. If you do actual adventuring, it's 4 p.m.
And I want to point out, it's been a while since I did a cheap pop. It's been a while.
Cheap pop. Thumbs up.
Yep. But, not only, you know, we had all the computer problems last week, but it was also my birthday. And, Tom, if you listen to here, you know that Sovereign Reign Time by Time comes on. Gotten to a running, what? I heard and what?
Oh, and Buddy Wolfie has joined us.
Yep.
Buddy Wolfie, Buddy Wolfie has joined us in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, go on.
It's now been a running gag now. You know, men are supposed to forget anniversaries and birthdays. No, in this relationship, it's the flip. So giving a chance, and we had a pool going on game. Will she won?
Oh.
Go ahead.
I hit the button prematurely.
Right.
I was going to say, since Rain can't remember, we weren't on last week, we did this for my birthday. It's only appropriate we played for your belated birthday. What better way to celebrate a birthday than with a heavy metal riff? Happy birthday, Mad Mike. Okay.
And my tribute to Eddie Van Halen doing the jump at the end.
It's like.
Yep. But we have a running gag, and we had a pool would rain A, remember, B, be behind a day or two, C, forget, or D, and blame me. Our winner was Piffle with D, forget and blame me, because she sent an email that I never got. Because she probably mistyped.
No. She says she sent you an email.
I did say she said.
Right. That's like, I had this, when I was working at Verizon, my manager turned into like this manager from hell. And it was like, she's like, I sent you an email. Open up your, and she's like, let me see your email. Like, and everybody's looking at it like, I didn't get it. Therefore, let me see who did you send it to? No, you have it. Let me see. Like, no, let me see. I don't have. Even the union rep is like, going, hold on. Like, she went, she would go nuts. Like, the union rep would come over and go, no, hold on. He doesn't have it. Who did you send it to? It's like, if I don't have it, why am I opening my email to show you I don't have it. I don't have it. Who did you send it to? Because for some reason, the guy who set up my email put the wrong middle initial. So there's a guy in Portland, Oregon with the same name, and he comes up first. So that's what people were sending it to instead of New York, and people weren't looking. So I said, I bet you sent it to the guy in Portland, Oregon, right? She goes, why would I do something that stupid? She goes, oh, I'm writing you up. It's like, you're writing me up because you sent it to the wrong guy. Okay. So the union came over. She goes, show me your email. I don't have to show any of you anything. I'm writing. No, you're not writing him up. You're refusing to show us this. Now that she goes, and the union said this, you're saying you sent it to him. He's saying he didn't get it. The ball is in your court to show us who you sent it to. And this went on for 20 minutes. Wait, because he said he didn't get it, it's my, I have to prove it. Yes, he doesn't have it. If he don't, what is the point of him opening his mail if he doesn't have it? What is that going to prove?
Now, someone said I could get revenge because technically,
guess what? Remember that guy in Portland? An hour later, I go, oh, guess what? I just got an email because I told you from the guy in Portland who says that's who you sent it to. And she got all, what? You're full of shit. That's what she would say. It's like, you want to watch your language? And I would print it out. And actually, I sent it out. I was going, oops, I sent it out to everybody in the department. And she came, why did you do that? The wrong button, I guess. Just like you did. Well, why did you hit the wrong button? It's like, well, you obviously did it, so you got away with it. I said, oh, I wanted witnesses. That's right.
It was
funny and ridiculous because this woman, it just got.
Someone said I could get revenge.
It was funny.
Someone said I could get revenge because between October 8th and her birthday, November 10th, see, the guy remembered the birthday. We are the same age. So,
how dare you remember her birthday? How dare you remember her birthday?
Not only that, I can tell you exactly her real age.
Oh, my God. Are you insane?
I know. That is the
are
gift
you insane,
of death.
Sir?
That is the kiss of death.
Wait, let me check to see if she's running for the phone now. I think she's running for the phone.
Well, if not her, if you want to call in and discuss or say happy belated birthday, how can they reach us, Pogo Man?
Well, they get it on their communication device and hit some buttons. And was not in the following order, 714-583-6908. Again, the numbers to get in touch with us. I don't know if you have to put one in front of it, depending where you are or how your communication device works. But the numbers are in this order. Order. 714-583-6908. That's the number to call for the guest call online here on Paragon Radio. And I just looked, and we're half an hour into the show.
Yep. So I guess we should get to some updates.
Yes, we should.
So I got one ready.
I guess we'll start. Go ahead. Okay, you want to start?
Yeah, because I only got one.
It's your birthday. It's your
belated birthday. Yeah, and
yes, go ahead.
Well, let's get the easy one out of the way. Valiant. Next, Ship of Heroes.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Now that we've completed our sixth major community event, the Invasion Test, it's time to go into detail about missions in Ship of Heroes. This newsletter is the first of several about mission content. Something that we've been asking on Champions for some time. Some of you may wish to be totally surprised by the game content. So if not, I stop reading now, but you can look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read. Here we go. First, let's talk about difficulty. Players are often going to play while distracted or tired or inexperienced, and they want to win even if they make mistakes. At other times, players will be intensely focused and experienced, and they need a real challenge to have fun. By default, a solo run with a typical mission arc might allow a player to also be watching TV with the family or keeping an eye on the kids. Some might be on a boring conference call at work. Don't worry, we won't judge. players will be able to change their mission's difficulty to suit the situation. For those who want to die from every mistake, we're also making some far more dangerous content. We all plan to add PvP sometime after launch, so that will eventually be an option as well. Yes, I want to turn my first mission into the Tomb of Horrors. You go in the door, you die.
Yeah. I've been on missions like that. Oh, my God, I've been on missions like that.
Each of the founding five heroes have a major story arc for players to do. Each arc has a different focus and feel to it, but all are important. Your actions may shape the future of the entire ship. Players will also unlock a couple of extra crafting recipes from each major story arc, and those who are interested, and each arc reveals more important information about different aspects of the Justice. For example, Iris the Great is the head of the Mages Guild, which is powerful but politically divided. Her arc is about trying to strengthen the shaky pro-hero stance the mages currently have. New heroes can learn more all about the options from Ambassador in the Welcome Hero tutorial. But suppose you don't want to get involved in the story. You just want to jump in, join a pickup team, and start fighting bad guys. Well, there's another option for you. There's a doorway to the engineering touchings. So can't take it, Captain. Beneath the ship that's marked on your map, and any low-level team can simply head down there and fight Prometheans. No muss, no fuss. Conversation optional. Just a pure combat scenario. We call this a sewer run. And veterans of COH will be right at home. So, solo heroes can try their hand as well, though we would recommend getting a team first. There are also other kinds of missions, of course. You can find reward missions in several places. They're less about the plot and more of the challenge. There are self-contained stories meant to last 20 to 60 minutes. Can be done solo in a team. Reward missions give higher rewards, but they are not easy. You may need to turn the difficulty down. Task forces are also repeatable, but they're lengthier affairs and are designed for a group of at least three heroes. Task force are not too difficult for a team, but they can be almost impossible to complete alone because they don't scale down. Most of these missions play differently depending on your circumstances. So as your team gets larger, more enemies appear. If you reduce the difficulty sins, the enemies will be easier to defeat. And if there's a boss to be found and defeated, he will not be in the same spot every time. The glowy you need to click may shift positions as well. And in some cases, the dialogue changes depending on the powers or archetype you have selected, or even due to the decisions you make in the story. Some arcs are straightforward, but at least one that you want to replay several times to see all the details. More on that later. Finally, we're adding something called the Casualty Chamber to the ship, which is a portal for players to go back in time and play content that they missed or that they want to go through again. The Casualty Chamber will have a major role in the overall plot of Ship of Heroes, but we won't spoil it here. I heard that. I was going like, you know, that's the case if you set it to 11. You go in the door, you die. You're in the Casualty Chamber. No, it's not it. They also have the ability easily to get customized missions in the Casualty Chamber by scanning alternate timelines for battles that fit your criteria. These are called quantum missions. Think of them as a cross between the Architect Editor and radio missions from City of Heroes. You may be able to choose the map from a list, select the enemies, and even add a deliberate surprises to the mission. You can save a particular mission and fight through it and repeatedly if you want to. The feature is not ready for public testing yet, but we've been planning on it for some time. The first few maps are complete, and the prototype version is coming along nicely. We're building three missions right now, and we plan to let some of our donors and supporters begin beta testing soon. A future newsletter will cover some of the technical aspects of how we create missions and the flexibility and limits our system delivers of City of Heroes. We're getting closer to launch. Have we heard that before? As with many MMOs, we will launch if it has a small fun game and publish quarterly updates to add more content over time. So we need to have enough content to keep the community happy for a few months before we launch, plus a pipeline of missions for the first update. That's exactly what we're working on. Will we be able to launch at the end of 2020? The answer depends partly on your feedback in the polls and forums. But there's a lot going in. We think you'll enjoy it.
Don't you believe it.
For example, if we wait to launch S Ship of Heroes since we have enough content, how much is enough? Obviously, the character creator is content for many of us, so is exploration. But for simplicity, we're only counting missions, task force, and the like. For us to understand, you have to let's assume we are talking about the content of just one alt. Though I, for one, agree. There's a poll question up right now, and you can see it, and you can click and go there. So,
yeah, they launched. How many missions they have? They have task force? Yep. How many? One.
It's the same one.
Launched, but, you know. Yeah.
And what
is
I like,
it repeatable?
You know,
yes. I hope so. Go on.
What I like is in their technical notes, one of them says Snickers bar is a trademark of Mars Incorporated.
Wait. In their what notes? In
they
their
have technical notes. Technical.
I thought you said something.
No,
I'm sorry.
Testicle. No. They say Snickers bars is a trademark of Mars Incorporated. Hope this product is still around in the 25th century.
Boo.
All right.
Boo, I said.
So that's it on that one. Yeah, customized fishes.
Uh-huh.
Missions. Customized fishes. Bloody Wolf, he thought I said customized fish. Fishy.
Yeah. Customized fishes. All right, my turn. Well,
okay.
We missed we missed a week or two. So, we have three heroes and villains updates. You know what that means?
Drinking
get
time!
Your drink. Possibly. Awesome.
For those who do not know,
all right. As you know,
let's explain the rule.
If I make this sound, it's not that I make. If you hear this, you get the drink. because Golden Girl made a slight error, as far as I'm concerned.
Prize winner still to this day is Otter. That's still the
Otter,
prize winner.
Yeah, in recent time. Otter, yes. That was the Otter. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so this is Friday update number 410 from Saturday, October 3rd. It was posted at 12:49 a.m., hours after we went off the air. Here we go. This week, been continuing with work on streamlining the design of several mechanics and systems with the aim of making it easier to have them and working with each other than independently, so that the break between gameplay and story that's found in traditional RPGs isn't so noticeable. A big part of this involves making sure that the mechanics and systems aren't simply there for the sake of it, or because they're the things that RPGs are expected to have, or that they function in a specific way just because it's the way the players expect them to function because of their use in other RPGs. This will make it easier for us to make use of these mechanics and systems much more often during the narrative, reducing the gameplay cutscene loop that's always used in the standard RPG design template, and replacing it with a lot more integrated flow of gameplay and story, which has always been one of our main goals. Surprisingly, not one error in that one.
All right. She's one for one.
Surprised.
Okay.
All right, this is going to be up. I know, she did good. I was waiting. That was one that was had potential. This is update number 411. This one is from last week, Friday, October 9th, posted at 7:28 p.m. This week, we've been doing more work on the design of a number of our systems and mechanics to make them even more flexible with their storytelling potential, so that we can have much more integrated gameplay and story than the standard RPG design template allows for. As mentioned previously, reviewing and questioning the purpose and function of every mechanic and system is vital to ensure that they're not in the game just because that's the way RPGs are meant or expected to be, regardless of how little impact the mechanics and systems might actually have on the narrative. A lot of traditional RPG systems and mechanics are only very loosely connected to the narrative, and usually in an abstract way, rather than being something that actually plays a part in how the story progresses and the choices that the players makes within it. Well, she's two for two.
Ooh.
Okay, and this one's going to be...
Now the test, number three. Well, it's always been number three.
That's right. That's right. And this one she posted tonight at 6:17 p.m. And this is update number 412. Can't she make the trifecta? This week, we've been continuing with work on ways to make the mechanics and systems of the game have a larger connection to the story, so that the narrative and the game aren't as separate as they are in the standard RPG design template. A good example is crafting. In traditional multiplayer of single-player RPGs, crafting is almost totally independent from the narrative, with only the occasional side mission tied to it, usually along the lines of making something to help out the NPC. The result in players spending time on an activity that doesn't really do anything to affect the storyline, with the focus of traditional crafting systems being almost entirely on the mechanics with almost no story aspect to them at all, making them into something more like independent minigames within the main game. Have a heroic film this weekend, the heroes and villains team. She's hired an editor.
She heard about the drinking game and go, oh, no, that's it. We're done.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Well, shit almighty. All right. On to City of Titans. They have a October 2020 Avatar Builder Instant Preview.
All right.
All right. Hold on. Let me get this up here. Went to the bottom. Okay. First is a lovely bunch of jack-o'-lanterns. Okay. Happy October! This is the traditional season of tricks and treats. And this week, we have a treat for you. During our normal development process, we're always looking for ways to make things easier for our players. Recently, our new coder, Iathor, with help from Shadow Elusive of our tech and UI team, set out to overhaul our avatar builder. A lot of changes were made in the underlying code. In addition to general bug fixes, work was done on how the avatar builder handles lists of information. The underlying data tables were reorganized, clearing up several costuming issues for both the male and female avatars. Cleaning up the underlying data made it possible for the list to be better indexed, making it easier to add new items, making them less error-prone, and reducing the chance that future additions will make unexpected changes to your existing characters. Along with those changes, we've streamlined the character creation process. We put together a video to show off the new features you can expect in a new patch that is available through your launcher now. And then they have video, Avatar Builder Instant Preview update for October 2020. Okay, Ben, there's a lot of new things to take in, so let's take a moment to break them down a little more. Now, just give me a second. I just want to make sure I don't get booted from the game. Okay. Okay, now let's read these. Instant preview. All costume parts, patterns, details, colors, and materials will now appear on the avatar when moused over in the selection menu. Once you make a selection, you will continue to see the previews, but they will not override your choice until you make a change. Thumbnails are gone. The new instant preview completely eliminates the need for the thumbnail window. This also frees up a lot of space on the right side of the screen, which allows us to spread out menus and other items that were a little cramped before. New skin color options. We've expanded the skin color palette to include a wider range of common skin tones. You'll find a selection of more exotic colors at the bottom of the list if you prefer a more alien design. Mentioned under Instant Preview, the skin colors will show up on the avatar as you mouse over each one, and any selection you make will not be overridden by the preview until you make a different choice. Changes to existing patterns. Kalhari from our art team has worked with our tech team to enhance male spandex patterns. Many of the pattern changes include different locations for materials. As a side effect, existing characters using these patterns may need to switch materials around. The easiest way to do this is to copy all the existing materials to the shell from the four material buttons, then select the material button and select the currently wanted material back from the shelf. This should only need to be done for top and bottom spandex pieces. As we mentioned earlier, we've taken steps to minimize unexpected changes caused by new costume piece additions, but changes to existing costume pieces will still cause the situation to occur. We'll keep you informed about these changes as they happen. Expanded details. Missing details are now available for many spandex patterns that did not have a match. Lightning 3 and Fire are still missing male detail patterns. This is a known issue that we'll be fixing in a future patch. As patterns, some female details are also missing. These will also be fixed in future patches. When a spandex pattern is selected, its matching detail type will move to the top of the detail menu to make it easier to find. For example, if you choose the commander, the commander detail moves to the top of its menu. This is currently in place for only patterns and details at this time, but could be added to costume parts if their list gets too long. Clipping issues fixed. Costume parts that modified body settings, such as certain headwear that hit ears, did not apply modifications consistently. This has been fixed, and hidden ears should no longer pop out occasionally. Some clipping issues still exist with other costume pieces on both male and female avatars, but we'll be correcting those as we are able. Duplicate buttons removed. The torso and legs selection buttons no longer have the duplicate access buttons for top and button spandex. These buttons were redundant since shirt and pant will now be the initial settings for torso and legs. This should make the whole process smoother. Additions to the island. Okay. In keeping with the holiday season, Artstrong has been hard at work on some extra special surprises for the island. Once you've had a chance to try out the new features of the Avatar Builder, jump onto the island and check them out. We think they'll be a blast. As an extra treat, check out this video from Artstrong talking about some new costuming items and a special project he's been working on. And it's called Behind the Curtain, Episode 26, Spaceship Returns and All the Pumpkins. Okay. Thanks go out to Ithor, Shadow Elusive, and Warc Habit for their work on the technical aspects. Artstrong and Kyle Harry, for their additions to costuming, Dr. Tyke for putting together the preview video, and our music composer, Tal Kilger, for the soundtrack. Thanks again to all the art and design team members that continue to improve City of Titans, and happy Halloween to all of you. We promise more treats coming soon. Visit our web store at https://store.missingworldmedias.com, and you could read the rest below. Okay. That's enough of the. That's as far as I know. That's all we've got for the gaming. Oh! We do have some updates. City of Heroes Everlasting, the trick-or-treating event has begun. As you tell from where we're standing behind us are two large piles of pumpkins. And Mad Viking, if you have the updates for Champions Online available.
The Blood Moon event has started on Champions Online. For some reason, I went into Don Bardo. Well, he's dead, so yeah.
right now, this week, if for 900 Zen points, you go into the store, you can get 10 keys, and you get the quote-unquote Ghost Hunter jumpsuits.
Ghost Hunter, in other words, they are there.
Yeah, it's the beginning of their pseudo Ghostbusters jumpsuit. That's right. also, the trickery mission is available this week. There is a ghost emblem that's available if you do the daily trickery mission, which is you go, you know, everybody's trick or treating this week. So what you do is you go see Dwemer. He's the guy who runs the trick or treat store. So you go see him once a day. You get the mission. You run out, and the trick or treaters who you have to go click on anyway. They go to trick or treat or Happy Halloween, and hopefully, instead of getting a Halloween bag, they turn into monsters you have to fight. You fight them 10 times. You complete the mission. You go back to Dwemer. You get credited that day, 5 days in a row or 5 days this week. You get the emblem, the pumpkin emblem. It's a nice emblem to have for Halloween stuff. And you get Turkanian coins. That's what the currency is called.
And stuff that you'll be able to get
this time around for all.
And stuff that you'll be able to get with the Blood Moon points, you can get the Skull Guitar.
That's right. That's new. So same stuff last year. the Skull Guitar.
The Terror Arms. Twice. No, this is new. The couple of them are new. The Terror Arms costume.
Right.
That's new.
Right.
Right.
The broom.
Tattered,
is new too, isn't it? Or is that last?
Yep. The broom. And I think someone also had a vacuum cleaner. Someone put in a vacuum cleaner.
Wait, there's a vacuum cleaner version?
Alto showed a picture of him, of the tune, riding a vacuum cleaner.
That's awesome.
So if you make, if you want to make your tribute to Bewitched, there you go. In the recognition bill, you'll find a flaming pumpkin device. In other words, you can get your Green Goblin
on.
Where
did you get that from?
That's in the recognition store.
That's not in the store. So where did you get the
recognition
store. Okay.
Yeah. In the mission, you'll find
you
the spooky
fireball,
goblin.
Right?
So, yeah, like I said, you'll be able to get your Green Goblin on.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, okay.
So, all those Spider-Man clones, you're doomed. Doomed, I say.
Here we go. Doom, as in Dr. Doom.
Well, considering all the Spider-Man clones, I was thinking more of Gurr. I will now sing the Doom song. Doom, 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 doom.
Speaking of cartoons
we love. New York Comic Con came and went.
Yes.
But the big news that came out of it,
which there's a lot of big news I'm about to get to, so hold on, don't say the big news.
I consider it the
big
news.
I mean, it's cool news. I think it's one of the coolest news event. One some of the coolest news that came out.
Well,
go ahead.
Is the first clip from the Hulu Animaniacs series. Before going on the air, I showed Pogo.
Yes. And it's coming out, and it was an awesome clip. And it doesn't come out till November 20th. So, you all got to wait till November. November 20th.
It is on YouTube if you want to see it. And you have to admit, they did a damn good job. They did a damn good job recreating that scene.
They spoofed. Well, what they did is they spoofed Jurassic Park. They did a good job. I don't want to give it away. I'm not giving it away.
They did it. The crazy son of a gun actually did it.
I forgot when the coolest things about the Animaniacs was the way they draw and impersonate the celebrities. And, ladies and gentlemen, Pinky and the Brain will return. By the way, that's mentioned in the clip.
Yeah. Say it again. Bring it back to Pinky and the Brain.
We'll return. Okay, and by the way, November 20th is a Friday before Thanksgiving. So, there you go.
Let's start giving warnings. More than likely, probably be off that week, Thanksgiving Friday.
No.
Or Black Friday.
Right, but this is the Friday before. Hold on. This is the Friday before Thanksgiving. Right, but the Animaniacs come out the Friday before.
Yeah, but I'm talking about. I was about to say, because of Black Friday, we're usually off. But with the COVID thing, I don't think there would be a Black Friday in the usual sense.
No. We don't take off because of Black Friday. We just take off because we're tired from Thanksgiving. We just wiped out from Thanksgiving.
Trust me. If you live near a shopping mall or a Walmart, you're in a bunker.
Yeah. It's a bunker, and we're just tired, and we're just wiped out, and it's just, we're just wiped out from the holiday. Trust me. I mean, we're just wiped out from the holiday. All right. That's my read. It's always been, it's the day after Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And it's just a whole number of things. That's why we usually take off. That's why I always say, let's take that Black Friday off. It's not just, you know, the bunker thing. It's all right. It's day after Thanksgiving. Let's just take it off because it's just, you know,
I also want to point out something else. That Christmas and New Year's Day are also a Friday.
Are they? Well,
yep.
I usually take those off anyways. So we usually take those weeks off anyways.
Right.
So
we are giving three warnings.
Yes. Yeah,
where were you guys?
We are
were in the bunker.
Yeah.
And
on New Year's Day, if you want to find
Pogo Man, just listen off in the distance. If you hear this at midnight, I can't believe you did not take.
What? I'm doing it.
Oh.
I was taking a drink. I was wetting my whistle.
Oh, okay. That's where you'll find them.
Yes, that's why I do it. Yeah, that's right. Wherever you hear that, that's where I be. That's where I'll be.
Look,
so that's
the bunker
the only word
has
you need
snacks.
To know for the song.
Yeah, of course the bunker has
all,
to
the
have
bunker
snacks.
Always... Well, who was asking that?
That's Bloody Wolfie.
The bunker always has snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What do you think? We're in there and not have snacks, drinks, and stuff?
We don't have the prepackaged food that can last 25 years. No, we don't have that yet.
The bunker has snacks, PS4, and Xbox One, has all kinds of streaming services, running water.
Air,
you know, all kinds of good stuff.
In case we get
yes.
air freshener,
oh
in case of the
plenty
burritos.
Of toilet paper, plenty of toilet paper, et cetera. Comfy blankets,
mm-hmm.
comfy beds, Wi-Fi. Day after Thanksgiving, yeah, it'll have leftovers from.
Two reclining chairs.
Hey, George Moe. Yes, right. Reclining chairs. Me, it'll just have satin sheets on my bed and nice pillows and blankets.
So let's see. Also, say you're actually in a state, not unlike me in Pogo. Where they actually have mm-hmm. movie theaters that are open. And you
mm-hmm.
want the place to yourself, or you want to have a small party of 20 to do that. Well, AMC Theaters...
Small party of 20? Okay.
Small party of 20.
Yes.
AMC Theaters are strapped for cash, so they're trying the movie rental business, as in for $100... As long as there's a state
okay.
that allows you to go there, into it,
mm-hmm.
you can rent the theater and choose a movie from their pre-listed movies that they have, whether it's be for yourself, your date, a small party of 20 max, and make a day of, once again, able to sit in a theater. Throw popcorn at someone.
By yourself.
Yeah.
And how much is this?
$99.
So for $100, you and 19 of your closest friends and family could go rent a theater and spread out.
AMC. You have to go to the AMC website.
Now, question for you.
Yeah.
Right. I have a question. Did they say how much popcorn and drinks are going to be for this occasion?
Oh, come on. You know that's not going to change.
I know. Okay. Okay. All right, so go check. I have a bunch of news here. I want to start with a couple of recent stories. Now, this one caught my eye, if you don't mind, because we're
okay.
We reported on this one. You know, we even thought. Now, originally, we reported on this one. As we said originally, we said Tatiana Maslany. As you know her, she was a star of Orphan Black. She played all the clones, you know. Matter of fact, they said Clone Club, you know, and all that. She was going to be She-Hulk, right?
Right.
Well, an article came out today. Tatiana Maslany denies that she's been cast as Marvel She-Hulk. So last month, yeah, that's when I saw that. I was like, what? Tatiana Maslany. Last month, word broke that Orphan Black star Tatiana Maslany was cast as the lead in the She-Hulk live-action series, and we followed up, you know, we reported that here on Paragon Radio. However, Maslany has now broken her silence to deny the initial report. Gee, thanks for waiting like a month. Well, speak with the Sudbury Star, a fine top-notch paper that I've never heard of, to promote her new film, Maslany claimed that she won't be playing Jennifer Walters, a.k.a. She-Hulk. That actually isn't a real thing, and it's like a press release that's gotten out of hand, says Maslany. It's totally not. Things in the past, and press has got to it, but it's not actually a thing, unfortunately. I don't know how these things get, I don't know. You know, better, I have no idea, laughs. The original She-Hulk casting report came from Variety, an outlet that isn't in the habit of getting these things wrong. Additionally, Mark Ruffalo and She-Hulk showrunner Jessica Gao both responded to the Variety story with congratulatory messages. Ruffalo may be out of the loop, but Gao should know who was starring in her show. It's not uncommon for Marvel Studios actors to downplay reports about whom they will play, but an outright denial is unusual. That said, the original report was not like a press release. It's also worth noting that Marvel Studios reportedly cast Iman Vellani as the lead of Ms. Marvel. However, that report remains unconfirmed as well. Regardless, if we're taking Maslany at a word, it means that She-Hulk has yet to be cast. And She-Hulk will begin filming next year.
So they're doing the CGI now.
Good Lord.
They'll just drop in.
So what's great is the first guy to post in the comments, he goes, I will also set the record straight and say that I have also not been cast as She-Hulk. Then another guy posts strange. I'm not as great. I would just like to say here as host of Paragon Radio, I have also not been cast as She-Hulk. Ned, what about you? Have you been cast as She-Hulk?
I would like to say that I have not been cast as She-Hulk. No.
Very
not.
Good. How about Ms. Marvel? And I have not been cast as Ms. Marvel either. I just want to clear that up. Okay. And then
Sovereign Reign has not been casted as She-Hulk.
Sure, maybe
casted.
That's where she's been. Maybe that's why she hasn't been.
Remember, she wants to be cast as Power Girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a strange, some weirder than normal things happening in entertainment journalism lately. First, Jason Momoa says his Frosty the Snowman casting announcement was fake, and now Tatiana Maslany for She-Hulk. Haha. Like, what is going on here? Like, what I love is, though, why did you wait a month before you said anything? Like, people were congratulating you. Why did you wait so long?
And now what? She'll be
maybe
the host for Saturday Night Live. And what's the first thing she's going to say? Fake news. And then you got the guy. What's the guy's name that plays Donald Trump? I just forgot his name.
Alec Baldwin.
Eric Baldwin, you can be like, no, you cannot say fake news. I'm the one that says fake news. You can't say fake news. Well, I just said fake news.
It's fine. I have copyright on it. All right. Now, this one I saw, and I have no idea what it's about, but DC Future State brings big changes to the DC universe in 2021.
Ah! But Springs is here. Springs, the new pogo girl, is here. So.
All right. I'll be right there. All right. No. Come on. Hold on. I'll be right there.
All right.
Hold on. Almost there.
Getting
next. All right. Hold on.
You can just hear the computer going, I got the little baby.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Bumblebee.
All right. Ready? Hold on. Hey. All right. Get ready to experience a whole new DC universe when 2021 rolls around. The publisher has just shared the first of 50 details for DC Future State, a special two-month event that looks ahead to a time when new characters step up to fill the mantles of DC's most popular superheroes. The event will kick off in January and spins directly out of the last issue of Dark Knight's Death Metal, which brings new life to DC's multiverse. Readers will visit a dystopian Gotham City, now a surveillance state ruled by the Magistrate. Although Bruce Wayne has passed on, a new Batman rises to lead a revolt against the city's oppressors. Meanwhile, Superman has been exiled from Earth following an international crisis. In his absence, his son John takes on the responsibility of protecting Metropolis as the next Man of Steel. John will also cross paths with Shiloh Norman and Yara Flor, who assume the roles of Mr. Miracle and Wonder Woman, respectively. Additionally, DC will imagine future versions of the Justice League and Justice League Dark. This line of titles will also showcase new stories featuring Green Lantern and the Suicide Squad, led by Earth 3's Amanda Waller. Moreover, DC is preparing new miniseries headlined by Aquaman, The Flash, Swamp Thing, Teen Titans, and Shazam. After Future State's conclusion, all stories set in the main DC universe will resume in March. The DC universe has always been fertile ground for new and refreshing takes on our characters, and DC Future State definitely contributes to this legacy, said DC executive editor Marie Javins. When the event begins in January, some savvy readers will not only pick up on some of the breadcrumbs that have already been tossed out in our current titles, but they will also find new hints and clues of what's to come in 2021. You can check out the full list of DC Future State titles and creative teams, along with more than two dozen new covers below. Okay, so the Batman family, oversized comics. You have Future State, The Next Batman, number 1-4. The Next Batman, Outsiders, Arkham Knights, Batgirls, Gotham City Sirens. And you have Future State, Dark Detectives, number 1-4, Dark Detectives, Grifters, Red Hood. And monthly miniseries, Future State, Batman, Superman, Future State, Catwoman, Future State, Harley Quinn, Future State, Nightwing, Future State, Robin Eternal. Superman family, these are all oversized comics. Future State, Superman and Metropolis, number 1-2. Superman and Metropolis, The Guardian, and Mr. Future State, Superman, Worlds of War, number 1-4. Superman, Worlds of War, Midnighter, Black Racer, and Mr. Miracle. Future State, Immortal Wonder Woman, number 1-2. Immortal Wonder Woman, and Nubia. Monthly miniseries and one-shots. Future State, House of L. That's a one-shot on sale in February. Future State, Kara Zor, Superwoman. Future State, Legion of Superheroes. Future State, Superman / Wonder Woman. Future State, Superman versus Imperious Lex. That's a three-issue series ending March 2021. Fate, Wonder Woman. And then related, DC's Batman Catwoman miniseries launches in December. Justice League family, oversized comics, Future State, Justice League number 1-2, Justice League Dark, Future State, Green Lantern number 1-2, last
Lantern, Tales of the Green Core, Future State, Suicide Squad number 1-2, Suicide Squad, and Black Adam. And monthly mini reads out of those: Future State, Aquaman, Future State, The Flash, State, Teen Titans, Future State, Shazam, and Future State, Swamp Thing.
I guess there's only one question to ask. Which Flash screwed it up this time? It says
no,
a Flash.
No, because this comes out of. No, because this comes out of the Death Metal series.
Right, and the Flashes are involved with it, so. One Flash did it. We got to figure out which one. Barry has the habit, but Wally may be picking it up.
Well, I'm so far behind on my DC Comics reading. It's going to forever to catch up to this. Well, actually, these I could just read after Death Metal, which I have to catch up reading anyway. I'm just looking at the covers. Too, but it's just... All right, here we go. But you know what I don't see again?
What?
Where is the JSA?
That should have been the sign that they were going to do something like this. When they bring in the JSA, that's when they go, okay, the JSA's in. We're done. Now we can start the new 50, new 52.
There is no JSA. They haven't brought the JSA in. They mentioned them.
Well, I mean, they did get Jay Garrick back in. That's confirmed.
Yeah, but that was on the show. All right, so that's that news. Oh, okay. This one I wanted to mention from New York Comic Con. Mezco Toys. If they are. Mezco unleashes the Lux 1966 Batman playset with figures. Did you check this out before? I know I mentioned this to you before the show.
Yeah, I did.
Holy fill in the blank, Batman. Most toy companies that have held the 1966 Batman toy license put out multiple items one at a time. But Mezco Toys goes for broke right off the bat with 7 figures, a Batmobile, multiple accessories, and Batcave diorama playset all in one set. Sure, they could still make several second-tier villains that would probably sell, but everything an Adam West Batman absolutely requires comes packed in one big box. Gee, I wonder around here who could possibly pre-order that. Anybody around here can do that?
Won't say
the 7 crucial figures? I know, right? The 7 crucial figures? Batman, Robin, Alfred, Joker, Riddler, Penguin, and Catwoman. All are in the 80s style 3.75-inch figures with 5-point articulation, but feature more authentic,
wait a minute, 80s
authentic
style?
Actor likenesses. 80s style 3.75. 80s, they have the 3.75 inch figures. And they have a 5-point articulation. Okay?
All right.
That's what they meant. When I read that the first one, I was like, huh? That's what they meant. They look like the 1966 series, but the 80s style 3.75 inch figures with 5 points of articulation, but feature more authentic actor likenesses than that decade tended to capture. And aside from Joker, each figure includes interchangeable masked and unmasked heads. Additional accessories include, this is what I love, the Bat Shield. Remember that episode? 2 episodes?
Yeah.
An empty picture frame, character appropriate weapons, including shark repellent bat spray, of course, and fight sound effect captions. Aside from the figures, this also includes a Batmobile with pop-out buzzsaw and detachable exhaust flame. The box turns into a Batcave / Wayne Manor diorama and includes bat poles, bat computer, and a rotating platform for the car. Mezco tend to have a reputation for high-end, high-priced products. But this set comes out surprisingly reasonable in cost. Most other companies might charge $140 for 7.5 figures alone. But here, that number also buys a vehicle and playset. Pre-orders began last Wednesday. That was on October 7th. And Mezco does occasionally sell out of those, so act fast. And you can again get all the details in the back gallery below. And be sure to leave a back comment in their back section.
Mm-hmm. One thing I should point out. Well, I was taking a look at all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They missed one detail. They missed one detail. You do not see the Joker's mustache. Based off the 60s.
That's awesome. They took it out then.
They took out the mustache.
I know. I think that was cool. They did that. Maybe they did that on purpose. You know, they said, take it out.
Bloody Wolfie just dropped something in the chat, which you're not in at the moment, but you are in now. And I'm grabbing it and going to take a look and read it as I see it in our, I'm assuming, final few minutes. And this is coming from Variety. Michael B. Jordan to produce Static Shock movie.
Yes, I saw something about, I got a report on that during the show. I didn't have time to look at it yet because I have so many other stories to read. We have time. I know I said we were going to end at 10:30, right? But I have the show set to go till 11. So I want to try and get through as many stories as we can. I know we're running late. Okay, I do want to read this one, New Mutants. I know for like the last couple of years, right, we said, oh, what a surprise. They pushed back. And somehow they released the movie under our noses in the theaters. It left the theaters, and that's coming out on Blu-ray, right?
Mm-hmm.
So really quickly, it's going to come out on Blu-ray and I'm trying to say the release dates. Oh, okay, 17th is when it comes home. You get it to come home on November 17th. But the thing is, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if I want to I want to wait to watch it before I buy it.
Decision.
So November, now remember I didn't see Dark Phoenix in the movie theaters? I'm glad I didn't. Because I watched that thing and I said, did they want to read the Gray Line? Because that was like one of the greatest stories in the Claremont era. And they just shit all over that storyline. All right. Whatever we don't finish today, I will save for next week. Okay, this one. Benedict Cumberbatch joins Tom Holland in Spider-Man 3. Both of Marvel Studios' standalone Spider-Man movies have paired the friendly neighborhood web-slinger with another MCU hero. And it looks like that trend will continue with the upcoming third installment as well. Via The Hollywood Reporter, Benedict Cumberbatch will reprise his role as Doctor Strange in Spider-Man 3. The sequel in Marvel's Spidey saga is expected to begin filming in Atlanta this month. That's why the casting announcements are beginning to trickle out. Last week, it was reported that Jamie Foxx was also joining the film as Electro after previously playing the villain in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 3 will presumably get underway after Tom Holland wraps filming on Sony's Uncharted movie. That film recently moved its production to Berlin last month. Fox confirmed his own casting on Instagram last week. He also posted a fan-made image that showed all three big-screen incarnations of Peter Parker facing off against Electro. Fox later deleted that post. Regardless, this fueled speculation over whether Marvel is planning to unite Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire for a live-action Spider-Verse movie. Cumberbatch's involvement only fueled those rumors. Last year, Spider-Man teased the idea of a multiverse, and Marvel will continue to explore this concept in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which arrives in 2022. John Watts is returning to the director's chair for Spider-Man 3. The film will also reunite supporting cast members Zendaya, Marissa Tomei, Tony Revolori, and Jacob Batalon. Sony and Marvel are currently planning to debut the sequel on December 17th, 2021. However, this date is subject to change.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to get the next one up. Do we have time? Or we just want to end it here for now?
Yeah, because for those who don't know what's going on here, I may have to be jumping in to fill in.
Okay, yeah, because we can end it here. I have more stories to go, so we could just read them next week. Remember, these are all stories from New York Comic Con. There's only 8 more stories. I could lead off with those for next week. There, of course, Springs is here, and my sidekick, my super cool looking sidekick. She's awesome. We could lead off from there. Of course, we covered a lot tonight. Well, we did. Man, like his birthday. We covered the holiday events for both games for City of Heroes, Homecoming, and of course, Champions Online. They both started this week. The Blood Moon event. I hope they go the 4 weeks. Usually, they go 4 weeks.
They said three.
They, why'd they say 3 weeks?
Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Okay. They just announced this. City Hall will be, Mayor Patricia's alert. City Hall will be hosting a costume contest under Atlas at 11 p.m. Eastern in about 30 minutes. Theme is autumn fall fashion. Prize is $100 million to the winner. Only 2 small prizes for runners up. Runner up. Both retrieves. Okay, there you go. Those you have fall fashion and are in City of Heroes Homecoming on the Everlasting server on a Friday night, October 16th. That's coming up at 11 p.m. Eastern. If you listen to the replay Monday night, don't bother. Chances are, if you're hanging out, you're in Champions Online, and don't bother going to City. If you're at City Hall, wrong City Hall. Sorry.
Okay. There we go.
I want to thank Viking for co-hosting. I want to thank Springs for being my sidekick, hanging out with us. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Get over to the chat room. Let's see who we have here. We have George Mosley. We have Bloody Wolfie. George Mosley. Yeah, I said Bloody Wolfie. 161, George Mosley, too. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room. And thank you for everybody who was listening elsewhere. Obviously, I can't see who you guys are. Thank you for tuning in. I say it really quickly. Go watch the read those comic books. Go watch those superhero movies and TV shows. There's plenty of them. I know I just started binge watching Swamp Thing season 1. Of course, you have the CW there on. They're about to show episode 3 on Tuesday night. I just watched the first 2 episodes on DC Universe. I'm gonna try and watch them by the end of next week. Okay, that's just weird. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm still here.
That's weird. I just got booted. Okay, hold on. Okay. Am I still in the game? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I just learned something. If I scroll my mouse down and up, I disappear from the game and I reappear back in there. I thought I just disappeared totally from the game. That's really weird. Okay. I thought I disappeared. With that, Matt, do you have anything you'd like to say in closing? I know I set the show for 2 hours ever since we had those technical difficulties. We got booted. You remember when we got booted?
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying the show for 2 hours, so the show's not going to end until I end it. So you could say what you got to say, and then I'll just end the show.
All right. Say goodnight,
Anything
Gracie.
You'd like to say birthday, belated birthday. That's it. Okay. Goodnight, Gracie. Everybody have a great weekend. If you're not doing anything Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, Tin and Dawn Radio for Champions, playing Champions on Champions. Or come on over here. If you're in Champions Online, come over to the WCOC building. When you enter the building, you make that right. That first conference room on the right will be there playing. You can join us live. We'll be hanging out there playing. All right. That's it. Great show. With that, I will now end the episode. Everybody have a great night. Enjoy your weekend. Okie dokie.
Okay.
We're good. All right. Go do your bunny night thing. All right. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Have a great night, everybody. See you next week for more Paragon Radio.